Reading from Shambhagmatam, first canto, chapter 14, verses 35 and 36. 36 is on the verse on the board. So I'll read 35 and then do the purport, because there's no purport and there's no translation and purport. So 35 is Manglaya cha lokanam kreshmaya cha bhavaya cha asteya du kalyamalam bhava adyo nanta sakyaha punam. So this is verse 36. Translation: the original person of Godhead, the enjoyer, and Balaram, the primeval lord Ananta, are staying in the ocean of the Yadu dynasty for the welfare, protection, and general progress of the entire universe. And the members of the Yadu dynasty, being protected by the arms of the Lord, are enjoying life like the residents of the spiritual sky. Purport: as we have discussed it many times, the personality of Godhead Vishnu resided within each and every universe in two capacities, namely as Garbhagaishai Vishnu and Karashainai Vishnu. The Karashai Vishnu has his own planet on the northern top of the universe, and there is a great milk ocean where the Lord resides on the bed of Ananta in the incarnation of Baladev. Thus Maharaj Yudhisthira has compared the Yadu dynasty to the ocean of milk and Sri Balaram to the Ananta, where the Lord Krishna resides. He has compared the citizens of Dwarka to the liberated inhabitants of the Vaikuntha Lokas. Beyond the material sky, further than we can see with our eyes, and beyond the sevenfold coverings of the universe, there is a casual ocean in which all universes are floating like footballs, and beyond the casual ocean there are limited spans of spiritual sky, generally known as the effulgence of Brahman. Within this effulgence there are innumerable spiritual planets. They are known as the Vaikuntha planets. Each and every Vaikuntha planet is as many times bigger than the biggest universe within the material universe. And each of them, there are innumerable inhabitants who actually look like Lord Vishnu. These inhabitants are known as Maha Purushakuyas, or persons directly engaged in the service of the Lord. They are happy in those planets and they are without any kind of misery, where they live perpetually in full youthfulness, enjoying life in full bliss and knowledge, without fear of birth, death, old age, and disease, and without the influence of Kala, eternal time. Maharaj Yudhisthira has compared the happenings of Dwarka to the Mahapurushakas of Vaikuntha Loka, because they are so happy with the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita there are so many references to the Vaikuntha Lokas that they are mentioned there as Madam, or the kingdom of the Lord. Om Gyananda Syagana Slakaya Taksumi Dina Tasmai Sri Guru Nama. So First of all, I like to seek the blessings of all the abated devotees, Maharaj and Satapa, and all the other seniors who are listening on the radio land. And I'm just the postman of Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas. So this purport is all about, basically, about the Vaikuntha planets. Now, where we can know, we see here in this temple, here, in this, there's a picture above where Gaura Krishna Prabhu is sitting. It's giving a rough idea of what the universe is. We see Mahavishnu lying there. We see the Vaikuntha planets, and we see Goloka Vrindavan at the top or the middle in this. But in those who have been to Mayapur, and sometimes you see some of these posters. It's a big poster. It gives a map of the universe. Goloka Vrindavan, Dwarka, Mathura, Ayodhya, and so on, all the way down to the margins. You've seen this poster. Yeah, so it goes all the way down to the hellish planets. But there is a difference. But as we know, the topmost planet is Goloka Vrindavan. And there's a difference in the relationships between the Vaikuntha planets and the relationship in Goloka Vrindavan. First of all, in the Vaikuntha planets, where Lord Narayan resides, Lord Narayan resides there, and he lives in opulence. And we know Krishna has six opulences. And so therefore he incarnates as Lord Nrisimhadev, Vamanadev, and so on like this, to reciprocate with his devotees, like Pallad Maharaj and Pali Maharaj. But in the topmost planet is Goloka Vrindavan, where the relationship is not based on opulence. The relationship is based on the rasa the devotees have in that planet, on Goloka Vrindavan, with Krishna. And in Goloka, in Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan has 60 qualities. And in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna has 64 qualities. Does anybody know the other 60, other four qualities? I know Maharaj knows. You got your hand up? No. Leela Madhurya, Venu Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, and Prema Madhurya. But the Rupa Madhurya, some acharyas say Rati Madhurya, which means sweet loving dealing. So Rupa Madhurya means original sweet form. So that's the difference between Vaikuntha and Goloka Vrindavan, where the dealings are very sweet. And according to our relationship with Krishna, So we can also act. Now, to Radha Govinda Prabhu gave a very nice class yesterday, and he was correct when he mentioned that one should not speculate about one's rasa, which he is absolutely correct in saying this. One should not speculate because it can lead to many downfalls and problems with the society. But also in the Jiva Dharma, the Raghunath Das Babaji Maharaj talking to Brajanath and Bijay Kumar, he's asked the question about finding one's eternal, rasa. And the reply is that first, for one who is serious, one must look at his intrinsic nature. Internally, look in one's intrinsic nature. And then one does that, and if one is successful, one will identify with one of the residents of Vrindavan in one of the five primary rasas. But he says, but you follow in the footsteps, not, and I repeat, not imitate. And he gives the example of if one is in Vatsalya Ras, parental Ras, one can take shelter of Mother Yashoda, but not imitate her, because there's only one Mother Yashoda. And then, when that is discovered, one internally meditates upon that, but never, never, never reveals it to anyone. One keeps it internally in their heart and perfects it and perfects that relationship in that heart. Then he adds, but for those who cannot do this, they must carrying on the path of Idimag. So everybody, every devotee has a Ishtadev, a particular form of the Lord. Some are Ram Bhaktas, some are Lashingadev Bhaktas, some are Vamana Bhaktas, some are more attracted to the pastimes of a particular form of Krishna. And the destination is different. So one will go to the planet of Nrsimhadev, one go to the planet of Vamanadev, one will go, if one's a Rambhakta, one will go to Ayodhya. And even if one worships Radha Krishna without worshipping Lord Caitanya, one will go to the place of Krishna, but not in Goloka Vrindavan. They will go to Dwarka and they will serve Krishna with the queens of Dwarka. Now in Goloka Vrindavan, in Goloka Vrindavan, we can see by that picture up there In the center is Goloka Vrindavan. And on one side we see Radha and Krishna. Krishna's playing the flute, and Radharani in red there is with Krishna. So on the one side we see Radha, Krishna pastimes. And on the other side we see the pastimes of Lord Caitanya. So the destination is that the in the Goloka Vrindavan there are two chambers. One is the Gaura pit, one is the Krishna pit. So the destination So what is the final destination of the devotees in our line? Because without worshipping Lord Caitanya, we cannot enter Vrindavan. So the question is asked in chapter 39, Nityadharma, part 5, Liberation of the Jiva from Maya. At the end of the chapter, it's the question is asked by Brajanath. What is the final destination of those who worship Sri Gauranga? Raghunath Das Babaji. Sri Krishna and Sri Gauranga are both non-different in terms of tattva. They are the same absolute truth. Both are the fountainheads of Madhurya Ras, nectarine, honey-like mellows. However, there are two ways in which Madhurya Ras manifests. Madhurya, transcendental congenital sweetness, and Adhurya, transcendental magnanimity. When Madhurya is preeminent, Sri Krishna is manifest. And when Adhurya is prominent, Sri Gauranga is manifest. In the original Vrindavan, Goloka, there are two symmetrical halves, Krishna Pit, the abode of Sri Krishna, and the Gaura Pit, the abode of Sri Gauranga. In Krishna Pit, resides those jivas whose devotional mood is primarily Madhurya, appended with Adhurya. There are the devotees of Sri Krishna. In Gaura Pit reside those devotees whose devotional mood is most pronuncially Adhurya, supported by Madhurya. They are the eternal servitors of Sri Gauranga. In certain cases, some eternal liberated souls are present simultaneously in both pits through their Sarup Vyaha, personal expansions. In other instances, particular parasadas, it means eternal associates, precipitate in one peat in their spiritual form, being absent in the other. Devotees who worship Sri Gauranga exclusively in their period of sadhana attain Gaura peat. Radha Gokulna Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gonchi Goni Dai. I'll start again. Devotees who worship Sri Gauranga exclusively in their period of sadhana attain Gaura Pit, where they are liberated and perfect. where those who worship Sri Krishna exclusively in their period of sadhana in the Krishna pit after liberation. Then there are the devotees who in their period of sadhana worship both Sri Krishna and Sri Gauranga. After attaining liberation, they acquire two transcendental forms and serve Sri Krishna in Krishna pit and Sri Gauranga in Gaura pit simultaneously. This is the divine and confidential mystery of the inconceivable simultaneousness, oneness and difference between Sri Krishna and Sri Gauranga. So, in other words, so if we're attached to Sri Radha and Krishna, after leaving this body, we will get a body simultaneously serving Sri Gauranga and Radha Krishna. Now, it says that when we go on the Navadvip Mandal Parikram, when I first went, there's a little booklet describing the nine islands of the Navadvip Mandal Parikram. And also listed the 10 offences against the Holy Dharma. Like, there's 10 offences against Holy Name. There's 10 offences against the Holy Dharma. And one of the top ones, I forget which one it is now, is to see Mayapur or Vrindavan and Mayapur as different. That is one of the top offences. Now, as it said in that, Bhagavad Gita course says that it's simultaneously one and difference. So in Goloka Vrindavan, in the Braj Leela, there are two personalities, Radha and Krishna, are separated. But in Navadvip Dham, in Goloka Navadvip, or Swetadvip, not to be confused with Swetadvip of the demigods, that's a different Swetadvip. But in Swetadvip, Radha and Krishna are in one body, Eka Bhuta. They're in one body. And therefore, also there is some scriptures, some are taken from Navadvip Bhavataranga by Bhagavad Thakur, and some are from other scriptures. And I'll read read some of them. Vrindavana Atyayat yata vana, vana upavana, shi krishna lira stala krishna karakunya, navadip shakala atche stana stani, gora rupa krishna lila prakata karene. All the forests and groves of Krishna Lila in Vrindavan are present in Navadvip. They manifest the pastimes of Krishna in the form of Gauranga. Number one, Navadvip is actually Vrindavan manifested in the land of Bengal. Lord Caitanya, the son of Mavasachi, is Lord Krishna, the greatest hero of the son of Braja's king, the supreme personality of Godhead, excepting the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Lord Gauranga performs pastimes in Navadvip, which are really manifest even in Vrindavan. Yeah, now this one has got three. For one who chants one's mantra while residing in Navadvip, the mantra becomes supremely conscious very soon, and he or she is effortlessly delivered from material bondage. Through the rasa of loving mellow of Sri Radha Krishna is the ultimate goal. An ordinary person who goes to Vrindavan to achieve the rasa will not be able to attain it there. Due to offences, that rasa will turn sour or become perverted. But if one goes to and resides in Navadvip and takes shelter of the names of Lord Gauranga and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then one's offences will be finished and one will quickly become qualified to understand the mellows of Sri Radha and Krishna, because Navadvip is non-different from Vrindavan. Within a few days in Navadvip, one's heart will be illuminated by the effulgent rays of pure love for Krishna, and the mind will always want to remain absorbed and merged in the topics of Sri Radha and Krishna. When Vrindavan arises in the heart while residing in Navadvip, then and only one can factually take shelter of Vrindavan Dham. And only by the causeless mercy of Navadvip Dham, a sincere devotee can achieve the shelter of Vrindavan without much delay or effort. So another name for Mayapur Dham is Gupta Vrindavan, or it means hidden or secret or confidential Vrindavan. And is actually manifested, Mayapur Dham is actually manifested by Srimati Radharani. Because one time, this is actually in the back of the copy I had of Navadvip Baba Taranga, one of the other sastras, forget now. Lord Shiva's wife, asks how Mayapur Dham was created. So Lord Shiva, he says that one time Krishna was playing with a gopi called by the name of Viraj. And Radharani was somewhere else. So Radharani has her parrots and Krishna has his parrots. So one of the parrots of Radharani flew, went to where Krishna was and saw that Krishna, her beloved, was playing with the gopi Viraj. And then immediately flew back to Radharani and told, your beloved Shyamasunda is now playing with this Viraj gopi. And then immediately Radharani starts running towards where Krishna is. But then the parrot of Krishna spots Radharani running towards where Krishna is. And then this parrot informs Srimata Radharani is coming in this direction. So then Krishna disappears. Then the gopi Viraj turns into the river, into the river, which is the boundary between the spiritual world and the material world. And then when she gets there, Radharani, she's feeling so much pain and separation that she crosses the Jamuna. And there she sits playing her flute. And when she's playing her flute, she desires that the Jamuna and the Ganga join together to make a circle. And on that, she creates a land where there's big wide roads, tall palm trees, and fields, flowers, everything. Big palatial temples. So she creates Mayapur Dham. And then she again starts playing her flute. And then when Krishna hears this flute, he runs towards Radharani. He crosses the Jamuna Ganga and he sees this land that Radharani has created. And he says to Radharani that you have created this land especially for me. I promise I will never, never leave you again. So then Krishna merges with Srimata Radharani and becomes Gaurahari. And then the gopis who came with Srimata Radharani, they change from their female form into the male forms and become the associates of Lord Caitanya. So this is how Mayapur Dham is done. It is created by Srimati Radharani. And we can see it is non-different from Vrindavan. It is hidden. See, it is hidden because Mahaprabhu came. He hid his Krishna form and took the mood of Srimati Radharani. So then when we go to Mayapur Dham, we should not think it's non-different from Vrindavan. We should think that the Mayapur Basis are actually also the Braja Basis as well, but in a different manifestation. And by their mercy, they can actually reveal some of the hidden places of Vrindavan, of Mayapur. I can tell you, a few minutes now, one place. Now, for years, when I was in Mayapur, taking devotees on Parakram, we knew that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did bhajan for 10 years. And he was worshipping a deity, a particular deity of Lord Gauranga by himself. Now I heard through various devotees in Mayapur that this deity form, this deity of Gauranga, is in one of the Golja Math temples. So then I was in Brajanath's, I was in the Dharmasava office, and Brajanath, my authority, he said to me one day, I came in at 9 o'clock, and he said to me, you've heard and wanted to see this deity of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur chanted 3 lakhs every day for 10 years. He said, yes. He says, I know where it is. I have found out. So then I was thinking, when can I go? I said, when can you tell me where it is? He said, we can both go, because we're not busy today. We can take a rickshaw there and go now. So we got a rickshaw to Rudradweep Golja Math, and there it's only a small mat, and you can't see it from the road. It's off the road, but you can't see it. So we went there and we took darshan of the original the deity of Lord Gauranga, the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, chanting 192 rounds a day for 10 years before he started preaching. So by the mercy of the Resident Holy Dharma, all these places that can be revealed to us, because it says in Navarita Bhavataranga, one can only attain the mercy of Mayapur Dharma by the mercy of Guru Gauranga and the mercy of the local residents there, the pure residents there. So by the mercy of the residents of Mayapur Dharma, that desire to see the original deity of Lord Gauranga worshipped by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was fulfilled. And there's many other places while my 5 years or 4 years was there that also the same, that was also fulfilled. So I'll finish there. Any questions or comments or corrections or